Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, Your Cue, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with Your Cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody. It's another episode of Your Cue, where we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating our community on the great things happening in and around Douglas County. I am so grateful to see the sun out, because brr, was it freezing today. It was freezing cold. Horrible. I'm okay with the rain, because we really need it, and the fires scare me to death. But the cold, I'm like, ugh, don't like it so much. But it's sunny now and beautiful, so I'm grateful and feel blessed. We are, I just want to say, we've had so many fun guests on, and just wonderful people come on and talk about their organizations or their businesses with the local business buzz this last month, that it's been kind of fun. And so I thought, every so often, I just kind of want to do an update. So I'm going to start the show with that real briefly here. Last week, we had the grocery outlet on the show, the owners, Steve and Kelly Burton. They were just the nicest folks, honestly, people. They were just so nice. And when they were talking about their business, and of course they've moved and are over in the Garden Valley Shopping Center now, but they talked about on Tuesday, their employees didn't even know this when they made the announcement, but that Tuesday, last Tuesday, was Supermarket Employee Appreciation Day, and 100% of their proceeds and profits from that day would be given out to their employees. And so they announced that on the show and told everybody. And then the coolest thing happened. Tuesday came around and tons of people went and shopped. People mentioned that they waited until Tuesday to shop so that their employees would benefit from it, which I just think is so thoughtful and kind. And one of their customers, a gentleman, even came in and just made a direct donation in honor of that day. And so I'm just like, Douglas County is amazing. Douglas County is amazing. And so kudos to them for doing that. I love that it was successful. I love that we got to hear back from them on how that was. And so what a big blessing for their employees. And again, kudos to Steve and Kelly. What a great idea. Absolutely loved it. And I love learning about new things and programs and things that are available to us here. And even though this isn't a new program, I'm really excited to hear about what we're going to talk about today. So in studio, I have Kim Todd, who is the technical assistance coordinator / provider. I think it's both things.
I think I just got more things added to my title.
I'm just going
to
add that. From CCD and the Better Business Development Center. That's not it, but I'm just going to keep adding words. I'm going to keep adding positive adjectives in here.
To fill in.
So, Kim, thank you for coming today.
I'm so glad to be here, Shannon. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us what your job is and what you guys do. Let's start there.
I have the best job ever because I just get to listen to people who are starting a business or have a business and they've got some interesting thing they're working on. I talk to people in the nonprofit sector and the for-profit sector, and they have the most fascinating tidbits, and it just couldn't be a better. I can be learning about probably a lot like you do here on the radio, Shannon, learning about new things every day.
I get to
learn about somebody who is an artist who is finally opening up a studio, or somebody who is, I mean, this one's fascinating. They're opening up a new composting site, and just all the things that are entailed with that. So that's what I do as a technical assistance coordinator at CCD Business Development.
That's amazing. So you get to talk with entrepreneurs and dreamers and visionaries and just that whole creative. I can imagine that you're a creative person by nature, because that just seems like that would...
I have my moments for sure, but there's still always those limits, and that's what's neat about what I do. And the reason I get to do all of that is because of the product, if you will, that we offer, which is called Technical Assistance for Small Business. And this is something that came about pretty much because of the last two honoree years of pandemic that we've had. There are a lot of small businesses that have operated every day, all day, generation to generation. What happens during a pandemic and really the advent of the CARES Act, which allowed people to apply for assistance, was they realized that a lot, not everybody got that assistance. You know, small business owners have challenges every day and they just come out swinging all the time. Nobody works harder than a small business owner. And so they, having this identified, there has been a lot of funding that's come through from the state and the federal levels to really address this need. And so I personally work under four grants, and those grants are to reach out into rural communities, which is exactly what CCD Better Business does, which is we work in Coos, Curry, and Douglas County. And this advent of technical assistance, all technical assistance really means is, what's your roadblock? What's the gap in your business right now? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Tell me something. And so really listening to the client, tell us. I've just learned so many interesting metrics over the past, I guess it's been about 7 months we've been administering this.
Well, and so you're you're jumping in and saying, tell us what the roadblocks are and let's problem solve and figure out what we can help do.
You're absolutely right. What is really nice is we go, CCD is just this amazing 50-year organization that's really always been in these communities. I was telling you, Shannon, we could hop in the car and go driving around town and I could point to different buildings and properties for small businesses and say, they help fund this one. They help this client with this business plan. So there's just this long-term, a breadth of service to their communities. And so what is neat is we're already, not friends, I guess that's the wrong word, but we already work with the banking community. We already work with the city planners and the community developers and the chambers and all those real structural organizations that conspire to assist and create amazing conditions for small businesses. And so we went out into those communities and said, this is what we want to do. We want to help the single small business owner. You know, 67% of all small businesses in America employ one person themselves. Do you think those are busy people?
Yeah.
Do you think they have time to sit behind a computer and apply for a bunch of different options and opportunities? They really don't if they don't have a helper. So guess what? Right. I'm your helper. And I'm not alone. There are four really amazing people on our team, but we really just have you visit our website. It's ccdbusiness.org, and that tells you a little bit about how to get the technical assistance. So it just asks you to fill out an intake with your name, address, and phone, and then when you're in that form, it kind of tells you, it suggests things, because one of the metrics that has come out of this in just the short time we've been having is over 50% of all the requests we've been getting need accounting help. Their books aren't caught up, or they've been, you know, they had somebody that was their bookkeeper for years and they're just kind of stumbling along now and they got to do their taxes. They didn't file yet for this. So all of these little things that are, I call them roadblocks, because they are. If you don't have your financials in order, how are you going to get a loan? How are you going to get some assistance? How are you going to prove that you make as much as you say? So these are things that we actually sit down and help them with their QuickBooks. We help them establish an organizational system. So that's just one component, is the accounting. There's many things. There's people who have job description needs. I have a there's a client of ours that has hired two people, and she just had a discussion about what their duties were. And they go, well, where's our job description? You know, when you're hiring fast and furious, you don't always have those things. So we do those things. Of course, we help with business plans, too. One person has been trying to get permitting for their site for some, you know, there's permitting needs. And he's like, I just don't know. I'm just hitting up against this. And so we called the local county commissioner and said, this is the problem we're seeing. I don't know if you've met this person. We got economic development involved, and there is a path forward. It's really just filling in those gaps that have always been there, but are really...
And making the connection.
Yes, making those connections. And I know people that have grants. Grants are a really great way to start something that really wasn't there before. One person I know wants to add on this component to their business, and it would be great, and it's going to allow them to hire more people. But guess who doesn't have time to write a grant?
Right.
Let alone the expertise, right? It really isn't something that most
grant
people...
Grant writing is an art.
It is an art.
I mean, it is an art.
And I'm glad you say that, because it's the facts. If you ever have to sit down and write a grant, you know what we're talking about. And we happen to have a community development master's educated economic development director on our staff, and he really is that grant category. So anyone that calls him and says, you know, I'm writing this grant and they need a budget and I need this is the person that's going to help you. He's also a nonprofit expert, and so there are people that have been thinking about, you know, there's certain things that you can do as a nonprofit, and so they've been thinking about starting a nonprofit, and that's when they contact us. That's when we're able to have that conversation, help them out.
That's a lot of help. I mean, huge help.
Grant. It is, and it's free. That's really the thing is, so many people need help from a lawyer, a CPA. They need their website. Somebody just needs a cart put on their website so that people can buy their product online. And these are professional areas that aren't, you know, cost money. And a lot of small businesses just don't have that budgeted, or mm-hmm. they're just going to put it off again and again. And that's where this is a big interrupter/bridge. We can help interrupt the roadblock that you have, or we can build a bridge to the next step that you need. It's really gratifying. I just told you already, I already have the best job there is, and it's so true.
Well, and like you were mentioning, being able to drive around town and point out this building or that building, it's like you just didn't help that person at that time. It's establishing something better for the community, another option, regardless of what the business is. It's just building and growing, and so you have long lasting effects on.
And
what
that's
you guys
really
do.
Why CCD. You're right. CCD has been around 50 years for that reason, and we should have our community development director come on next, because they do things like I was saying. We could point to small business buildings. They can point to water treatment plants, airports, shoring up of. I don't even know. There's so many projects that they do that really aren't in the main focus of people that are mm-hmm. driving around a community. How did that dam, you know, get those new rocks put there? All of those things take project planning. They take partnerships between entities. And CCD is that group. And I think that people would be surprised at all the structural support and the everlasting pieces that they have left in the Douglas County community.
Yeah, and I just think that that's key to know that it's like the thing is to just reach out, basically.
It's one of the hardest things because, you know, I'm one of those people. I don't want one new app on my phone. I have too many, okay? I haven't learned the last one. I don't want another website software to learn. Why are you taking me to this place? I have to get another password and log in. There's all these obstacles, and sometimes it's our own capacity and our own bandwidth. Mm-hmm. You know, you come home, we all have families, we all have things that we have to be responsible for. And so there's just a limited amount of time sometimes. CCD has really responded to the people that have given us this grant money. That is exactly what they want us to do. They want us to meet people where they're at. I drove to Winston today and met a client who lives off-grid. They have an amazing product, and they just aren't always able to get into town. So let's mm-hmm. just drive out there and meet them. That's what we're doing, meeting business owners where they need. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like the bridge again.
I know.
It's like, we're going come to you. What kind of service is that? That's fabulous.
It is. I know. And she was starting to say, well, you don't have to. I said, nope, this is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. After 3 attempts of making a meeting, we can come to you. We can meet you virtually. Sometimes it's just a phone call. You just chat with somebody. And mm-hmm. because I have a lot of experience with the small business community, plus I have a small business in my family, you just really can connect. And they, you know, we understand each other. Mm-hmm. We understand, you know, the said things and the unsaid things when you own a small business.
Right. Well, we are to our first break, so we're going to be back in just a moment and just take a quick break. We'll be back with your cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, we're back. Thank you for joining us here. This is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and I have Kim Todd with CCD. And it's really exciting. I'm hoping that people are hearing this. I know we have people that put the show on during business hours in their businesses. So I'm hoping this reaches somebody and that they reach out, go to your website and take advantage of this wonderful opportunity that you.
Right. We're also on Facebook. If you go to our Facebook page, CCD Business, in my experience, it's not always necessary. It's good to reach the small business person's ears. But again, you're just thinking, oh, that's one more thing I have to do. What I really like is when people's friends, family, colleagues send them our link and say, hey, I heard from this person. And that's, like I said before, our partners in the community, when they introduce us to a small business owner, it just means that much more. It's really helpful to the relationship to start off with that trust, because for people to talk to you about their small business needs, pain points, that's very personal. You know, that's
right.
I always say a small business is like somebody's
child.
And so it's really hard to get to that point where you're going to admit that this cough has gone on too long. We have to see a doctor now. We have to see somebody who can address this issue. But that's exactly what we're here for. And one thing I really think is different from just a couple of years ago before the pandemic is America has really woke up to the tenacity and just the resiliency of a small business owner. We've seen those challenges. We've seen people's
income,
profit, and loss that just go up.
Doors
and
open,
down.
Doors closed, doors open. Knowing.
And supply chain problems. And not even that, just people, you know, I know businesses that closed during the pandemic because of illnesses and even death, or just people realizing they needed to be on hand to help. So there's always going to be the lifestyle that has to be in place for a small business to thrive too. And so I really hope that the culture of asking for help or not considering it a handout, just understanding that there are people that want to partner with you just as much and that's just as much support as somebody, you know, getting gift cards from your business. It's just one more way of making sure that you're here year after year after year, because we count on our small businesses.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we're really passionate about that. You know, we have our new segment that we do every week, which is the local business buzz, and we're which is sponsored by Umpqua Survival, and it's to showcase small businesses and how did you get started and why did you start it and what are you doing now and what are you offering, and to think outside of the big box stores is kind of our motto on that. And so, you know, we're really passionate about supporting small business. And just love that this is what you guys are here and doing, and that you're able to spread the word about it. And
there's actually going to be some additional assistance available. There's through the City of Roseburg and Business Oregon, there's a community development block grant that is going to be made available when the application opens in March. And that is really to address the hardest hit businesses. That can demonstrate that they experienced a drop in income, a drop in supplies.
Tremendous loss.
Something that shows that they were adversely affected by the pandemic. It's really to shore up some of those pieces for them and to really help those who employ in a low to moderate income category. We're going to be releasing details on Monday. So Monday, February 28th, we're going to send out a press release, and we'll continue to inform the public. We plan a piece every day to go out during, you know, different media, traditional media, social media, those kinds of things. And there'll be three weeks worth of that kind of content going out there so that everybody can be sure to understand if they can qualified for it. Correct.
Well, we know that there has been. So this has to be falling on somebody's ears that you just might have tossed them a lifeline. And thought gets me all up in my feelers.
So,
I always talk about my feelers. But it's just like, oh man, what if that one person's listening today and hears from you and they're just at their limit.
I know. And they're just at the end of the rope.
I mean,
I like to say that what I do is chocolate and peanut butter. I can't tell you how many times I have talked to somebody, and it's just even happened earlier today, and the need is met by the next person I talk with. There's just so much that, mm-hmm. you know, there's just so much that goes on in the business world that flies really fast. It's why it's great you have that program you do that lets people get updated on businesses, because there are, you know, changes of venue, there's changes of hours, things that happen that it's just the best to be able to help in that way. I will say a lot of the people, you know, the low to moderate income category really speaks to people that might not have been able to access some of those CARES Act funds. They had to go on the SBA website. They had to fill out certain financial information and provide documents that just maybe weren't at their fingertips. And it just seemed like it was too much work to do. Or they got an email back from the SBA that said, we still need this, this, and this. And they went, oh, no worries. You know, we're just going to
forget about it.
Yeah, I don't have time for this. And I'm going to
as a small business owner, so much.
I know. I had one restaurant gentleman a year ago say, well, it's pretty much over, right? I said, I don't know, sir. I don't have a crystal ball. So let's just be as prepared as we can. But there were many people that said, no, we're pretty busy. We'll go ahead and just not do this round. So what's really great about being able to offer this grant is it is going to hit those people that really didn't get to take advantage of those other assistance pieces. So there's going to be a few details about how people are qualified, and we're going to have our phone lines open. We're all clearing our schedules. We know it's going to be a busy time because these things do fly fast. It won't open until towards the last week of March, but we'll help everybody get informed and know more about it these next 3 weeks.
And know what they need to do to be ready to apply.
Yeah, there's finance. And then, Shannon, that is exactly what I was going to mention next is, so when they find out that we're going to need to have a copy of their 2020 taxes, but they haven't done their 2020 taxes, guess what? They can email me for technical assistance, and we will help them get that. We have accountants and our professional services piece. We also have the experts on our consulting team that will help them get their books in order. Or if they don't have a computer, we have set aside office time and a computer in both of our Coos Bay and Roseburg offices for people to come in and fill out the application right there. And we will sit with you while you do it to make sure that you're, you know, understanding exactly the process.
That's wonderful. And you'll put I know you said you'll do it on traditional medias, which I'm assuming is print or,
you.
And also
radio.
Yeah, radio. Your website?
Our website is ccdbusiness.org. And the best way to make sure that you get the press release email directly from us is to fill out, it says, you know, when you go on a website, it has that open menu that says sign up for news and updates. Sign up for news and updates there. It just takes a moment and click on, I think it says funding resources. Just click on that and you will be on our constant contact list, and we will be sending out information twice a week during this promotion period.
And that's just to keep you apprised of what's going on, and it's the time that you can call in and ask questions and set up an appointment.
Yeah, the application's going to be open for 10 days. It's going to be for a certain set of...
Wow, that is Fast and Furious.
Well, it goes fast because it's cash. People are going to be awarded cash plus technical assistance and even employee training dollars. The process is kind of different than the last round of assistance that we helped City of Roseburg distribute, in that it's not a first come, first serve basis. They're going to wait till all the applications are in, and then they're going to look at them and really see and determine, the underwriters are going to determine those that were really impacted the most by COVID and really have demonstrated that. So it's...
Who needs the life preserver?
You got it. It's exactly right. And it's going
to be... Boy, what a wonderful to call those people.
I know. I'm not on that them. Team. I mean, I'm on the promotions team. And so what we get to do is get them ready to apply. And then our team in the finance area will be contacting them for additional documents. But, you know, we learned a lot the last time we had this application open. And so the application this time, it's fillable on your cell phone. It's one of those fillables. You don't have to go to a website. You don't have to attach any documents. They'll call you later for that. Set up a meeting. So it really is something that can be done in a short amount of time and really easily accessible by most people. So if you know of a business owner that was impacted, if you know of somebody that you'd like to share this information with, go to our Facebook page at CCD Business is what it is on Facebook, but the website ccdbusiness.org, and just put your email in there so that we can get you that information.
That's so wonderful. I appreciate you coming on today and sharing this wealth of information and being a resource in the future, because you've given us Facebook pages and websites. And where is your building actually located?
Well, we're on Airport Way, which means we're about to be on the busiest street. Yeah. Because that In-N-Out Burger is almost built. I don't know if everyone's been watching that. I was like, oh my gosh, we used to be in this little tucked away corner with no traffic. And now we're like, well, this is going to be interesting. So that's where we're at. And really the best way to reach us is, because we have a couple of offices, is to go to our website. And then if there needs to be an in-person meeting, we can. Because we learned that a lot of people aren't able to, you know, meet in person. We've made everything accessible virtually as well. Mm-hmm.
See, we're all learning through this. It's like a necessity and needing to have some way to have to do things. It just gets us where we
making it easier and easier. A grant application filled out on your phone. That's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. And I'm just really excited because I feel like there is somebody out there that's listening that we'll take advantage of this and possibly, honestly, just have hope.
And that's the hope. And what I always say is, if you have any questions, call me first, because if I don't have your answer, I will connect you to the person that does.
That's awesome. Well, thank you again for being on here. And that went by so fast, but it's that time. We're going to take a break and we will be back with the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. It wouldn't be a normal show if I'm not sitting here just talking and go, oh yeah, we have a show to do. We have to do it on the air now. I'm Shannon Sebastian. This is your cue. And this is the time for the Local Business Buzz. The Local Business Buzz is sponsored by Umpqua Survival, and it's where local businesses get to come in and kind of share their story on how they started, what they do, where they're at, and what they offer the community. So today we have Matt Hallman with Hallman Woodworks with
us. Doing?
Thank you, Matt, for joining us. And it's kind of funny because I had put something out there about the show on Facebook a while back, and a few people were like, you have to talk to this person, you need to come on that show, you need to, so we kind of figured it all out, but finally you're here, and
I am here.
And we're grateful to have you, so thank you.
I appreciate you having me.
So let's start out at the beginning, and we'll kind of work through it. How did Hallman Woodworks come to be, how did that come to fruition?
I guess out of a couple different things. So let me preface this first.
Okay.
I am a veteran and I also still work as a first responder. I work for a company called Reach as a flight paramedic.
Yes, which we love our veterans and our first responders on this show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I guess part of the reason Hallman Woodworks came about is I've always done some woodworking, but I was struggling as a paramedic with some PTSD stuff. frankly.
Bless you for sharing that.
Yeah. So I was on the ambulance. Now this is like post UCC shooting and mm-hmm. which we were at and a part of and, mm-hmm. and all that. So basically, I needed a healthy outlet for what was going on. Mm. And frankly, I kind of got in the garage and started mm-hmm. doing some woodworking and stuff like that and found it as a healthy thing. And then it kind of spiraled out of control from there.
You know, I know somebody that's very similar to that, and you're the only other person that I can even compare to him. So my best friend actually had cancer many years ago,
huh.
and her husband, his retreat was the carpentry and the woodworking,
right.
and a huge two-story cedar home came out of that. So I completely know somebody
yeah.
who's that was their, I'm going to call it therapy or their coping mechanism.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Like I had a great example. I had the classic like grandfather with the wood shop that like
that.
Made all the things,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so a little bit of that. And then, I got out of the military and then I came back to Roseburg and I started working as a paramedic and then needed an outlet. And that was a easy fit for me on how to like decompress, I guess you'd say. And then from there, really, it just, I got asked to do, you know, from friends and family, mm-hmm. like asked to do something. And then we did that. And then we did another thing. And then we did another thing. And we did another thing. And
snowballed.
Let me mention, I always say, and I name her all the time, Heidi from my coffee, who's a fabulous person. She was like, hey, can you like do the whole coffee shop, basically? And I was like,
oh, wow.
Sure, we can. Sure, I can in my garage in my spare time. From paramedicking, and we did. The funny story on that is, like, so I built, caring about quality so much, we built the whole coffee shop, and then 6 months later, I replaced all the furniture once again because I felt like it didn't meet the quality that she deserved and that shop deserved.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Wow.
So we did that, and I operated by myself for a couple of years, just kind of out of the garage, and then I met Trenton Morrow, who is my partner in this endeavor. Trenton's awesome. His family owns Bentley Welding, which is out in Greene, so another mm-hmm. local strong business. And Trenton was kind of finding his way as well. And we kind of found each other through some mutual friends, and then we kind of started the business. And we scraped together and had mm-hmm. first couple hard years, but here we are, and we're doing well. And we just brought on two more outstanding people, Jacob Zink and Laura Hines. They're the souls of my business now. And,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, we're just so blessed to, kind of come full circle, work in our community, and be able to produce a good product.
So when we first got to talk, I was saying, I've seen the sign. I love the sign in Looking Glass when
sure.
when my husband and I would travel. And it's like, but you have a showcase or a spot downtown too,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, correct. So we just opened our little storefront that's downtown. It's on Main Street. It's 521 Southeast Main. It's kind of like, it's kind of right across from Old Soul Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We actually share the space that goes from Main Street through to Jackson. It is the old book and stationery building.
Mm-hmm.
And we share that space with the People's Goods. So I kind of have half of it and they kind of have the other half. And it's just a really good relationship. Yeah, we had a big grand opening party in December, which was a treat. Thank you for all who came out and visited us there. But yeah, so we have, and that specifically downtown, that's our furniture showroom.
Mm-hmm.
So our company does mostly furniture and cabinetry, and that's specific to furniture. So please, anyone, go down and go check it out.
I love it. Well, and one of the other things that we had talked about is, I have quite a few friends that own construction companies, and
yeah.
cabinetry is, it's a long ways out. It's a, it's a wait for people. But I just feel like the pride somebody would have of having, I'm almost going to call it like artwork, a piece of your work
right.
in their home is super special. So,
yeah, I mean, where's the line of like functional cabinetry to like furniture? And we mm-hmm. fudge that line all the time. I always say, and I've heard this before, like, what's the difference between an artist and a craftsman? The difference is a craftsman's art has to be functional.
Right.
So it's like, and so we really have developed, what I think a good product with the crew that we have, and we're producing some nice stuff.
And one of the other things we had talked about is trade workers.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and you were like the second or third person in my conversations with people that had mentioned that in a short period of time. And I'm like, okay, you hear something once, this, you hear something twice. Okay, third time, it's like, there's something to this. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's no hidden thing that like trades are hurting right now, frankly. And so with COVID and all the things that the pandemic brought, is at least I feel like what we saw is a lot of guys in trades, most of the guys that are in trades that have all the experience and stuff were maybe in that range of like 55 to mm-hmm. like 70. And with the pandemic, a lot of those guys just, you know, said, hey, you know what? Like, this is the time I'm going to punch out and I'm going to retire.
I'm going to retire, close the shop down.
Right. And God bless them, you know, like they're just kind of done. But we have this big deficit in the market. In trades, it's hard to get anybody to do anything. Everybody's busy. If you're kind of worth your salt, you're busy right now, mm-hmm. you know, and that's a blessing.
It is a blessing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, we're so happy to have the work and stuff, and we get to work in the community, and we have a great community here and have been able to do some really outstanding products. But I mean, we're hurting for people. I am thankful that the position that I'm at, I've got three guys that work for me full time that they're outstanding and passionate, and this is what they want to do. And it's taken them a while to get there. I mean, like, Laura has got an art degree, you know, and she went to school and did all the things you're supposed to do, and, you know,
love
all that.
She's representing for the ladies.
Yeah. Laura's like, a rock star and will outwork the boys 2-1. Don't tell the boys I said that.
Okay. Well, it's on the radio now, so y'all boys better step it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, it's this weird deficit, and we're just having a hard time even attracting people into mm-hmm. coming into the trade work, which is why we're starting to work with more like UCC and some of the schools around town, trying to get into the classroom and, you know, be like, hey, you know, like, this is a well worth career and it can be a career for you. You know, and even then, like, you still have to be educated. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to redefine what that education means.
Or spark that fire in them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where they're trying something different, or find that peace, because, you know, that's something about it. If you can go to work and create something, sometimes that is just such a satisfaction that you can't get in a 9-to-5 job, right, where you're working, but you don't have a product at the end where you're like, I did that.
Right.
I made that. That you can sit on that chair because I made it and you're going to be good. You know,
right.
I mean, it's just, there's such a satisfaction in that. But if they're not exposed to it, how are they going to know that? And so thank you for doing that. And you were also with, like, Umpqua Valley Christian too. We had talked about that.
So,
you have a daughter that goes there, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I, my oldest daughter just started kindergarten this year.
Oh gosh.
And, yeah. I have three kids and I'm in the middle of it. She just started kindergarten there. And I know the shop teacher really well. His name is Don Kaiser out there. UVC is just building their first shop ever.
So amazing.
Year. And so we want to be
so much growth out there.
Yeah, we want to be really involved and training kids, and Lord knows we'll probably end up teaching some classes out there or something, and just like bringing this new generation into this new era of trades, really. Because we're like, my shop's a little unique, I think, at least for the local area, whereas nowadays you need to understand and have a high level of craftsmanship that it's always been, but also have a high level understanding on the technology side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's blending those two. That's what's unique to my shop.
Yeah, because they're always creating things that are bigger, badder, better.
Correct.
Higher tech. And it's just amazing what's out there these days. Well, we're going to take a break here in just a moment, but you have to stick around for a little bit more. I got some more questions.
Sounds good.
We're not going to let him go just quite yet, y'all. So we'll be back with more local business buzz in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, we're back. Shannon Sebastian here with your cue, and we have Matt Hallman with Hallman Woodworks in the studio with us for the local business buzz. So honestly, I just want to say thank you for your transparency, too. I love sure. that we're really known for that on the show. I mean, I've shared some stuff. And it really resonates with people when they know we're just being truthful or honest about how we started or what's going on with our life. And so I just really wanted to acknowledge that your transparency and your honesty with how this all came to be, because it's actually, even though that must have been a hard time for you, it's something great has come out of that.
100%. I couldn't be more happy.
Yeah. So anyway, Lord is good. And I'm just super sensitive to stuff like that. So I just wanted to acknowledge that and your courage for sharing that today. So, and thank you for inspiring, hopefully, our next generation so you can keep this going forward. So you mentioned you have three littles.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I have a 6-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
So are they out there doing anything that they can do yet? Do
Every
you have
day.
Them? So you're inspiring the ones underneath your own household
gotta,
as well.
Got to keep them away kind of thing. Yeah. No, I mean, how cool of an opportunity, you know, as a kid, like the same kind of thing where, and that was part of the thing, like, so we're out in Looking Glass. We own property out there. The shop's out on the property. And that was, I mean, obviously family is so important to us. Like what a cool opportunity and experience for the kids that they can come out of the shop whenever they want and see me and visit with me and hang out and learn some new skills.
Well, you shared earlier that your grandpa was kind of this inspiration and this key component, you know, with you seeing, you know, the fruits of his labor. And so it's like, that's going to be the same thing for your kids.
They're
be just like, I don't have to hire somebody. I can do that myself or phone a dad.
Yeah. So his name is Bob Taylor. He died a couple years back, but he was one of my biggest and greatest inspirations. Just a solid man for the Lord, you know, just a rock of who he was as a person and a woodworker. Yeah. Like he's also Air Force vet, which is also what pushed me into going to the Air Force and spending all my time there.
So he was just a huge witness to you.
100%.
Oh my gosh. 100%. That's so
awesome. One of the most solid men in my life defined me as who I am as a man today. 100%.
Oh. Okay, you're going to make me cry. Stop now. I love that so much.
Yeah.
But I think that hearing you talk about him and how he, I mean, you've kind of followed in those footsteps in multiple different ways. And so I can just imagine that you're going to be that for your children and maybe some of the kids from these schools that you and your staff.
Hope so.
I mean, come on, Laura. She's out there killing it. Like, let's inspire the ladies and the guys. So equal opportunity craftsperson.
Yeah, go see Laura Hines. She's awesome.
I got to meet her now. I'm all stoked about Laura.
Yeah,
Go team Laura. No, guys, guys are great too.
It's okay, Jacob and Trenton. You're fine.
It's okay, Jacob and Trenton. We'll give you mad love too. But I just do love the inspiring people. It's like what this show's about, you know, your cue, celebrating, uplifting, and educating. That's what we're about. And we talk about prayer and we talk a lot about the Lord. We do all these kind of crazy things that sometimes people don't do on traditional radio. So it's just like whatever inspires you, that is just so wonderful to see people take action on that inspiration.
Right. Well, and we didn't talk about it really, but I mean, like that again, that is a huge purpose of the shop, is to further the gospel of Christ. Like, and we use that as not leverage, but as a starting point for furthering the gospel.
Yeah, I love it so much.
I mean, like if we're going to go into all the public schools. I mean, if you're going to be in my shop, you're going to get the gospel. And that's just kind of how it is.
I love it. Okay, I'm so excited. I'm so excited you're on here. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
This is so great. Well, I wish you all the blessings.
Thank you.
I already feel like it's already blessed. So I feel like that was like a post blessing that's so far after the fact. It's not even funny. But I do, before we head out here today, have to also just do a little housekeeping. So we do a weekly raffle for your local business buzz that Umpqua Survival sponsors.
Awesome.
And so go out to Umpqua Survival. Can't miss it. It's green and blue and everybody out there is awesome. So I called out there today and Sam reached in and grabbed a lucky person's name out. And so Christy Sheffley, you won, which is funny because her husband won last week. Because I'm like, with a name like this, you know, you just know. And so
I
think that's
stacked
funny.
Or something, man.
Well, they're just going in there. They're just going there. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Go see Carlos.
Yeah, go see Carlos. And another thing is Ride for 22. like I said, we're compassionate about our vets and first responders, but Ride for 22 is an organization that seeks to serve as a living memorial to our fallen, increase public awareness of PTSD, shares helpful resources, and provides support and comfort to the grieving family members who are left behind. So this is such a wonderful group, y'all. I met them last year when they came on the show, and now I feel like they're my familia. So they have my heart. Anyway, they are doing their first fundraiser. They do a big thing every year, but with COVID, they haven't been able to really do much. And so they're kicking it off. They're going to do a special event March 12th from 7 to 11. 7-11, that's pretty easy to remember, at Workman's Bar and Smokehouse in Winston, 236 Main Street. There's a $10 cover charge, which will help raise money for Ride for 22. And Velvet Whiskey, the band Velvet Whiskey, will be performing. So come out, have some food and some drinks and celebrate kicking this fundraising campaign off. And I honestly challenge you. They said they were doing a $10 cover charge, but if any of my listeners are out there, reach out to me if you want to donate to this cause, because it's fabulous. Or show up and pay $22 to get in. Like, how freaking awesome is that? Just pay $22 to get in. That would be so cool. So that is it. And next week we have Julie Hurley from Douglas ESD here. And Carlos will be back because it's the first Thursday of the month to tell us what's up and new at Umpqua Survival and what they have happening. They're adding so many classes all the time. So listen in. As always, call us at Premier Insurance if you have any insurance needs. We'd love to help you. 672-9414. And Matt, again, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
And of course.
God bless.
Thanks for having me.
This is your cue. We'll see you next Thursday.